The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jane Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. Now, some of them come quarterly, some every other month, some weekly, so we get quite the different balance here of content. We'll start with an instant awe from Woman's World. It's summer and time for wandering. That's from Kelly Elmore, author and poet. Your killer vacation reads Sorted. This is from Woman's Day. Yes, we get Woman's World and Woman's Day. All right, best-selling author Andrea Bartz shares, that's B-A-R-T-Z, shares an exclusive peek into her exciting new novel. What's better than stretching out next to a pool and diving into a juicy thriller? As a suspense addict, the only thing writer Andrea Bartz loves more than reading riveting books is writing them. The New York Times best-selling author of 5 novels knows firsthand how delicious getting sucked into a beach read can be. We sat down with Andrea to discuss her latest book called The Last Ferry Out. And they asked her, what's The Last Ferry Out about? It's about a woman trying to get to the bottom of her fiancé's accidental, and that's in quote, death on a tiny island off of Mexico. There are enigmatic expats, tight-lipped locals, creepy ruins, a mountainous wilderness preserve, all the good stuff. Question, where did you get the idea? Her answer, in February of 2020, I spent a month traveling in Mexico solo, talk about lucky timing. I met a ton of friendly expats along the way, and I was fascinated by their tight-knit communities. I wondered what had led these folks to leave behind the lives they'd been born into, and if they'd even be friends if they all lived in an English-speaking country. I love exploring closed-door cliques in my thrillers, and a tiny, isolated island felt like the perfect place to set a mystery. Who should read this book? Fans of whodunits with complex group dynamics and puzzle box-like structures should think about picking it up. While parts of the book take place in Madison, Wisconsin, most of it is set on a sunny, mountainous, beach-lined island far from the protagonist's Wisconsin home. I hope it's escapist and transformative and a true vacation in an adrenaline rush for readers. And some of her recommendations, check out Andrea's other suspense novels. So these are her 4 other books. The Herd, when the glam founder of a bougie all-female co-working space goes missing on the night of a glitzy event, everyone's a suspect. Hashtag girl boss thriller, anyone? Next one, The Lost Night, a whodunit set among the cool kid hipsters of Brooklyn in 2009. What happens when everyone goes wild at a warehouse party and the next morning there's a dead body at the scene? Next, The Spare Room. A down-on-her-luck woman is shocked to find herself falling for a charismatic couple. But when she discovers that they've opened their marriage before and that the last woman involved is missing, she wonders if she's next. This one's spicy. And We Were Never Here. In this Reese's Book Club pick, globe-trotting best friends kill a backpacker in self-defense, but it's not the first time one of their trips has ended in bloodshed. It's a different take on toxic friendship. And all these by Andrea Bartz, B-A-R-T-Z. From Woman's World, a recommendation for a new show on Netflix called Laugh Out Loud with Leanne. Comedian Leanne Morgan headlines her first sitcom, a multi-generational comedy inspired by her own life, premiering July 31st, so it's already in play. She plays a Tennessee mom and grandmother rebuilding after her husband of 33 years runs off with another woman. With a sharp sense of humor and plenty of heart, she leans on her tight-knit Southern family as she finds her footing, and maybe romance, in this new chapter. The cast features Kristen Johnson, Graham Rogers, Hannah Pilkey's, Ryan Stiles, and more. From Woman's World, sing along with Renee Rapp, R-A-P-P. Actress and singer Renee Rapp has spent recent years shining on stage and screen in Broadway's Mean Girls and HBO Max's The Sex Lives of College Girls. When she's not bringing bold characters to life, she's showcasing her powerhouse vocals. Her second album, Bite Me, dropped August 1st with a 12-track lineup of tracks that are all about embracing your truth and living as the most authentic version of yourself. Hear it on Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever you stream music. She wrote all 12 songs on the album. From Woman's Day, School Fuel. August is National Back to School Month, and snacking is officially in session. Try the WD, that's Woman's Day, team food team's picks to keep kids and grown-ups happy and energized. And here are some recommendations. Nature's Garden Probiotic Strawberry Yogis. These yogurt-covered fruit bites offer a quick hint of sweetness. I love that each snack pack contains a satisfying serving and 3 grams of fiber. I pack them for both my kids and myself. That's Kate Merker, Chief Food Director at Woman's Day. Lesser Evil Crunchy Cheesemos in Cowboy Cheddar. These are sprinkled with a powder that's a fun bright orange, courtesy of Annatto Extract, and feature nice puffiness and crunch. That rec from Trish Clazen, Marsanico, Deputy Food Editor. Galbani Whole Milk Mozzarella String Cheese. In a taste test, this one was the platonic ideal. Mild mozzarella that pulls apart into satisfying strands. And that was Susan Shong, recipe editor. Perfect Bar Mini in PB&J. These little bars have the right balance of salty, sweet, smooth, and crunchy, and each offers 5 grams of protein. That was Trish Klassen Marsanico again. And Little Sesame Hummus for kids. I love this creamy richness of this silky smooth hummus, and it's easy to stash. Yeah, they come in little tiny individual tubs. Tina Martinez, food producer, recommended that one. From the last issue of First for Women, they are out of print now, for blissful sleep tonight. A soothing sound hastens sleep onset. If you have trouble falling asleep when your room feels uncomfortably warm or there's still light in the sky, try listening to Tibetan singing bowls for 20 minutes before heading to bed. A recent review of 19 studies suggests the sound these bowls emit is so calming it can help you fall asleep up to 58 minutes faster, even on hot, sticky nights. Tip: to get the sleep-inducing perks, simply search for Singing Bowl on YouTube. Next, cedarwood calms a busy brain. Whether you were planting annuals, packing for vacation, or hosting a party, it's hard to shut down an overactive brain at the end of a go-go-go summer day. A quick fix? Place 2 drops of cedarwood essential oil on a tissue and set it on your nightstand when you go to bed. Forest trolls have long been known to improve sleep, and Japanese researchers have found breathing in the rich, woodsy aroma of cedarwood does the same thing, as it prompts the release of brain-calming delta waves. A bedside note ends nighttime wake-ups. It's not just you. Many of us have trouble sleeping when it's hot out. But write down a few things you're looking forward to for tomorrow before bed, and you'll boost your odds of a great night's sleep by 213%, suggests a University of Georgia study. Turns out positive thoughts prompt the release of dopamine, a neurotransmitter that keeps your nervous system in sync with the sun, so you feel energized during the day and sleep well at night. And a nighttime snack prevents early rising. If any little noise, disruption, or sensation, like a passing car or bunched up sheets, jolts you awake long before your alarm starts blaring, try trading out your usual evening snack for a third of a cup of walnuts. This simple swap could help ensure you stay sleeping until you're ready to start the day, according to investigators in Spain. How? Nuts boast rich stores of omega-3 fatty acids, essential fats that tamp down morning production of the sleep-disrupting stress hormone cortisol. Monday, August 18th is Serendipity Day. Be open to bliss. Celebrate unexpected joy today. Serendipity is those seemingly random moments where everything aligns and the universe feels like it's saying, I got you, says life coach Danielle Lee Darling. Her website, DanielleLeeDarling.com. I'll spell it. DanielleLeeDarling.com. It's when you think of your late aunt and her favorite bird appears, or when you almost skip a night out and end up meeting a life-changing friend, she says. But you have to be tuned in to experience it. To do that, slow down and be curious. The more present you are, the more likely you are to notice those moments that feel like they were meant for you. And Friday, August 22nd is Be an Angel Day. On this holiday, showing a little bit of kindness to friends, coworkers, and even strangers can go a long way. Researchers reporting in the journal Social Psychology found that doing so can strengthen bonds and make teamwork more successful. When they asked study subjects to behave warmly toward others in their group, they reported greater satisfaction with teamwork and a more positive attitude toward cooperation. This was not the case when people were simply told to focus on the task at hand. That's because friendliness leads to an increased sense of belonging that can help banish loneliness. Plus, other research has shown that acts of kindness release feel-good serotonin, delivering a hint of happy, which we all need. From Woman's World, a moment for you. You've come so far. You've made progress you haven't acknowledged, developed talents you haven't tallied, come up with solutions you've shrugged off the credit for, made dreams come true, and set more in motion. Count your accomplishments. It's time to be proud of who you are. A podcast recommendation from Woman's World, Have Some Fun with Good Hang. Actress and comedian Amy Poehler has been making audiences laugh for years, from her standout sketches on Saturday Night Live to her beloved role as Leslie Knope on Parks and Recreation. Now she's keeping the good vibes going with her new podcast called Good Hang. Each week, Poehler sits down with a celebrity friend, former co-star, or notable guest for relaxed, funny, and heartfelt conversations about life, creativity, passions, and the moments that spark laughter. Catch new episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. I'll spell her last name, P-O-E-H-L-E-R. And the podcast, Good Hang. And in music, sing along with Learn the Hard Way. Jordan Davis returned on August 15th with his highly anticipated third album, and he's been building excitement by releasing a handful of tracks that offer a taste of what's to come. Songs like In Case You Missed It, Bar None, and I Ain't Sayin' hint at a mix of heartfelt lyrics and signature country charm that fans have come to love. And the good news doesn't stop there. Davis is also gearing up to hit the road with his nationwide tour kicking off this fall. From Woman's World, Was My Face Red? Last summer, I was hosting our monthly church book club at my house, which includes 10 ladies and our pastor. We were sitting around my living room, chatting and laughing, when my unruly pug, Leroy, came bounding in with something in his mouth. To my horror, he raced straight into the center of the room and stood proudly, brandishing a pair of my red lace undies. He shook them wildly, and they flew through the air into my pastor's lap. Boy, was my face red. And that was V.I. of Erie, Pennsylvania. from Real Simple. Day drinking, yay or nay? Everyone's got thoughts. We've collected yours and then called on the experts to settle the debate once and for all. Our Instagram commenters were almost perfectly split right down the middle. So, on the yay side, spritz me please, we have three quotes from their readers. Yay, but you will pay for it. Drinking disrupts my sleep, so I prefer to do it early in the afternoon. And there's a time and place, vacation, surprise good weather, surprise bad weather, etc. And in the nay column, I would just end up with a headache and need a nap, says one reader. It always sounds good, but never feels good, says another, and never works out for me, unless I'm in Italy, says another. And the experts say day drinking, with its long, slow roll of light and fizzy concoctions, may seem healthier than, say, a martini nightcap, but not so much, says Samata Sharma, MD, medical director of Brighton and Women's Dushku Pandanjin Bridge Clinic in Boston. Alcohol is a toxin, so any amount you put in your body is technically, well, toxic. The U.S. Surgeon General has warned of a connection between even moderate drinking and some cancers, and research suggests that excessive consumption can contribute to changes in the brain that may increase the risk of neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. If you still want to enjoy a noon o'clock mimosa, we do, here are a few points to defend the choice. First, alcohol can induce feelings of relaxation, which can be nice in the moment. Two, day drinks have more time to leave your system before bed, so they may be less likely to disrupt sleep. And if you're sipping over Eggs Benedict rather than on an empty tummy at happy hour, the food will slow absorption, says Priscilla Martinez, Ph.D., Deputy Scientific Director at Alcohol Research Group, a nonprofit focusing on improving public health. Thus, intoxication doesn't happen as quickly, if at all. It's also possible that partly because of our circadian rhythms, drinking earlier in the day feels better, says Johann Thruhl, Ph.D., Associate Professor of Mental Health at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. We have a higher state of alertness in the morning or early afternoon, so we may have less of a perceived impact of impairment, he says. But that's perception. Alcohol is a depressant, and even moderate consumption can impair productivity, cognitive function, and energy levels for several hours. Several. Keep that in mind if you hope to do anything with the rest of your day. The takeaway, drink responsibly, no matter the time. From Woman's Day, some health benefits. In season from June through October, summer squash, like zucchini, are low in calories, but rich in nutrients. Here are just a few of the potential health benefits of this incredible veggie. First, helps fight inflammation. Zucchini, and especially its skin, is rich in several types of antioxidants that neutralize free radicals and help ward off inflammation. Promotes good digestion. Both the fiber and the water in zucchini support healthy digestion and can aid you in staying regular. Supports a healthy immune system. Just one medium zucchini provides more than a third of your daily vitamin C, which plays a major role in immune function. Assists with weight management. The fiber and high water content of zucchini also can help you feel fuller longer. And supports a healthy heart. It's a good source of potassium, a mineral that assists in nerve and muscle function and plays a big role in keeping your heartbeat regular. And some how-to summer squash shopping tips. One, choose the right size. Look for young and tender varieties that are about 6 to 8 inches long and 2 inches in diameter. You may be tempted to buy larger ones, but as a zucchini grows bigger, it can become tougher and develop more seeds. Two, take a close look. Make sure the squash you pick are free of wrinkled skin and soft spots. So it's not really a close look, it's a close feel. Ideally, the skin should be shiny and glossy with the veggie itself feeling firm. And store smartly. When you get home from shopping, place any squash in your fridge's crisper drawer right away, and do not rinse it first. For maximum freshness, wash it just before preparation and plan to use it within a few days. From Woman's World, August 20th is National Lemonade Day. And here's a twist on a classic. Beat the heat with lemonade cocktail that's both tangy and refreshing. To make spiked lemonade spritzers, in a pot, combine 1 cup of cold water, 1 cup of sugar, 3 sprigs of mint, and the zest from 4 lemons. Over medium heat, cook, stirring occasionally until sugar dissolves, about 5 minutes. Cool and strain into a pitcher. Add 1 1/4 cups of lemon juice and 4 cups of cold water. Cover and chill. Stir 2 cups of chilled seltzer and 3/4 cup chilled citrus vodka into the lemonade. Divide among 4 ice-filled glasses. Garnish with mint, and this serves 4. Next, Saturday, August 23rd, is Buttered Corn Day. Summer corn is even more delicious when you pair it with a sweet and spicy butter. This delicious recipe from the pros in the Woman's World Test Kitchen couldn't be any easier. To make spiced honey butter corn, prepare grill for medium direct heat cooking. Grill 4 ears of corn, turning occasionally until lightly browned and tender, 8 minutes. Let cool. Cut kernels from the cobs. In a small bowl, mix 1/4 cup of room temperature butter, 1 tablespoon honey, 1/8 teaspoon of cumin, 1/8 teaspoon of salt, and 1/8 teaspoon of Tabasco, or more, to taste. Stir into the corn kernels. And this says serves 4. From Woman's World, Melon Marvelous. Whether you love watermelon, cantaloupe, or honeydew, you'll enjoy this refreshing summer cocktail bursting with fresh melons. To make melon berry sangria, in a large pitcher, muddle 2 mint sprigs with 1/2 cup of apricot schnapps. Add 1 regular-sized bottle of white wine. Stir in 1 1/2 cups of assorted melon balls and 1/2 cup of sliced strawberries. Cover and chill at least 4 hours. When ready to serve, remove the muddled mint and add 12-ounce can of lemon-lime soda. Serve in ice-filled glasses and garnish with mint. And this makes enough for 6 drinks. There's a little bit of a throwback. Friday, July 11th was National French Fry Day. I didn't get this issue until after that. But to celebrate National French Fry Day, try adding dry seasoning to give them a gourmet flair. And here's just a quick, lightly toss your fries in the seasoning after cooking to add that extra savory flavor. And to make leftover fries taste fresh, mist lightly with oil, then pop in an air fryer at 390 degrees for 5 minutes. They'll be hot and crunchy and ready to enjoy. And this past Friday, August 15th, was National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. Where'd they come up with all these days, right? Treat yourself today to mini lemon meringue pies. To make, combine 1 1/2 cups of graham cracker crumbs, 6 tablespoons melted butter, and 3 tablespoons sugar. Press into 6 mini pie plates. Bake at 350 for 10 minutes until golden brown. Increase oven temperature to 450. Divide 1 22-ounce can of lemon pie filling among those 6 crusts. Make a meringue by using clean beaters on medium speed and beat 3 large egg whites and 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract into soft peaks. Increase the speed to high. Gradually spoon in 2/3 cup sugar. Beat to stiff peaks. Spread over the pies and bake for 3 to 4 minutes until golden. And this makes 6 individual lemon meringue pies. To take a mini vacation at home, sip a refreshing cocktail inspired by a place in Ogunquit, Massachusetts. It's gingery mojitos. We need a half cup mint leaves, 2 tablespoons superfine sugar, 1 lime cut in quarters, 1/2 cup ginger brandy, 1/4 cup rum, 1 cup ginger beer, 1 cup seltzer. In a pitcher, muddle the first 3 ingredients together. That's the mint, the sugar, and the lime. Stir in the remaining ingredients. Strain among 4 ice-filled glasses. Garnish with mint, and this, of course, makes 4. From Real Simple, loaded hummus. Transfer hummus from 2 8-ounce containers to a medium bowl. Stir until smooth. Spread onto a platter or in a shallow bowl so the hummus layer is about 1/2 inch thick. Top with chopped pitted olives, crumpled feta cheese, chopped tomato, toasted sesame seeds, and or chopped parsley. Drizzle with olive oil. Serve with kettle-cooked potato chips and or veggies and pita. And they have a little quickie, grilled pita. Preheat the grill or a grill pan to medium. That'd be 350 to 400 degrees. Lightly brush both sides of 8 pocketless pita rounds, such as contos, K-O-N-T-O-S, or pieces of naan, that's N-A-A-N, flatbreads, such as stonefire, with olive oil. Working in batches if necessary, place pita on the grates. Grill until grill marks appear, 1 to 2 minutes per side. Sprinkle one side of each pita round with za'atar, that's a seasoning. Stack and wrap in a clean kitchen towel until ready to serve with your loaded hummus. From Woman's World, Dodge Coupon Creep. To save money, avoid visiting an online shop just because they sent you a coupon. Scoring 20% off jeans or 25% off mascara may seem like a great deal, but a Rice University study shows that these often lead us to spend more than money than we planned. That's because once we're on the website, we tend to fill our carts with impulse buys, even if we never purchase the discounted item. Bottom line, consider skipping the shopping session if you wouldn't have done it without the coupon. And if you do decide to use it, set a spending limit so you don't go over your budget. And from Woman's World, there is so much power in now. Yesterday prepared you, tomorrow inspires you. But today is where your experience and expectations come together. Today is where you make decisions. Today is where you act. Today is really where your dreams do what they're meant to do, begin to come true. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. We sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, but anybody can listen. Ladies Magazines is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.